Shkolim, Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Ma Bein Shkolim L'Chatos. What's the difference according to Beis Hillel in the previous Mishnah? That when a person sets aside Machzis HaShekel and he says everything that I'm going to gather is going to be for Machzis HaShekel, and it ends up being more, by Shekel, everything that's left over is not Hektish. He can keep it. But when it comes to a Chatos, he has to give it over. Like at the end of the Mishnah, when the guy said Elu L'Chatos, everybody agreed, even Beis Hillel, that Hamoyser Nedava. So Rabbi Shimon answers, Shkolim yesh lehem kitzba. When it comes to Shkolim, there's a set amount. V'chatas ain't lo kitzba. But v'chatas, there's no specific set amount. By Machzis HaShekel, the Torah says, in Parashas Kisisa he'osher lo yarbe v'hadal lo yamit. Everything has to be a Machzis HaShekel. Of course, the pshat, as the Rav explains, the guy's kavan is for sure only on a Machzis HaShekel, no more, no less. Anything else that's additional is called being Makdish Betos. Hektish Betos is not called Hektish, according to Beis Hillel. But when it comes to a Chatas, since a Chatas does not have a set amount, a person can give a lot for a Chatas. Therefore, we don't say it was a mistake, and all the rest over goes for a Nedava. It goes for Kayetz HaMizbeach. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af L'Shkolim Ein Lo Kitzva. Rabbi Yehuda says, even by Shkolim, there also is no set amount. Because when Yisrael came out of Golus, they used as their currencies. Shoiklim doesn't mean they gave as Machzis HaShekel, it just means they used as their currencies here. So they used as their currency Darkonos. Darkonos, we had in the previous Mishnayos, that a Darkon is worth two full Shkolim. So a half a shekel, Machzis HaShekel, is a quarter of a Darkon. Then at that time, if one would give Machzis HaShekel, and the shekel used then was a Darkon, then you'd be giving more than the Machzis HaShekel of the time of the Torah, because the Machzis HaShekel of the time of the Torah would be half of a regular shekel, which is a sela. A darkon is two slum, it's double the amount. So therefore, sometimes, Rabbi Yehuda says, when they came from Golus, they were giving Machzis HaShekels on darkonos, which means that they were giving larger amounts. That which the Torah says, how Asher lo yarbev dal yamit, you're never allowed to give more than the Machzis HaShekel, it means that whatever the currency is that time, you can't change it from everybody else. But the actual currency of what the Machzis HaShekel that everybody gives, that can be different in every generation. And they used to use the currency of Darkonos and a Machzis HaShekel then would be half of a Darkon, which would be actually a full shekel. That would be the Machzis HaShekel. Chazu lishko slime. And then what they did was they used to use the currency slime, which is a full shekel, which is the norm. So it went down. So you see that there were different times where a Machzis HaShekel was worth different. Again, everybody has to give the same amount in each time, but you see there's a change. And furthermore, Chazu lishkol tva'in, and then the currency was tva'in. That's half of a sela, which means that is the shear of a Machzis HaShekel. So a Machzis HaShekel became the full shekel, became the normal currency. Vikshu lishkol dinarim, they wanted to give half of a Machzis HaShekel, which is a dinar. There are four dinarim in one shekel. So one dinar is half of a Machzis HaShekel. But here, like Tiferes Yisrael explains, Beis Din did not want to go below the Machzis HaShekel from the Torah. In the other cases, at least, it was more and then the same. And now you have a case where the currency was even less. That far, they didn't want to go. But nevertheless, you see from all this through the history that you can have different amounts, different weights for Machzis HaShekel. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying that even when a person has left over from the Machzis HaShekel that he says he wants to give from all the money that he's collecting, it should also be included. Who says he should get to keep it? It shouldn't be a mistake. Amar Rabbi Shimon, afal pi kein, yad kulon shava. Rabbi Shimon says, no, all those cases are different, because in all those cases, everybody had to give the same amount. So therefore, shkolim is not the same as a karban chatas. Aval chatas, ze mevi besela, ze mevi b'shtayim, ze mevi b'sholosh. You can have three different people by a chatas. One can bring a chatas worth a sela, one can bring two slime, one can bring a chatas that's worth three slime. And therefore, by chatas, we don't assume it's a mistake, but by shkolim, everybody has to give the same Machzis HaShekel. Yes, each point in time may differ than a different point in time, but everybody's got to give the same thing. And therefore, there's a kitzvah, and the Rav says that's the maskana, that the Tam of Beis Hillel is like Rabbi Shimon.